Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Cloud Computing. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing Concepts in the Cloud Computing for FinTech Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the three primary models of cloud computing: public, private, and hybrid clouds. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these cloud models and understand their respective advantages and disadvantages. Additionally, you'll learn to choose the right cloud model based on specific business needs in the fintech industry. Main content overview of public, private, and hybrid cloud models. Cloud computing has transformed the way businesses operate, especially in the fintech sector. There are three main types of cloud computing models: public, private, and hybrid clouds. Public cloud. This model allows multiple organizations to share computing resources and infrastructure over the internet. Public clouds are managed by third-party service providers, such as Amazon Web Services, AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud Platform, GCP. Businesses can access a range of services like storage, applications, and computing power without investing in hardware. Private cloud. Unlike public clouds, private clouds are dedicated to a single organization. They can be hosted on-premises or by a third-party provider. Private clouds offer enhanced security and control, making them ideal for businesses that handle sensitive data or require compliance with specific regulations. Hybrid cloud. This model combines both public and private clouds, allowing organizations to benefit from the flexibility and scalability of public clouds while maintaining control over sensitive data in private clouds. A hybrid approach enables businesses to optimize costs and resources by selecting the right environment for their workloads. Pros and cons of each type. Understanding the pros and cons of each cloud model is crucial for making informed decisions. Public cloud pros: cost-effective. No need for significant upfront investment in infrastructure. Scalability. Easily scale resources up or down based on demand. Maintenance. The service provider handles maintenance and updates. Cons: security concerns, less control over data security and privacy. Compliance. May not meet strict regulatory requirements for some industries. Performance. Dependent on internet connectivity and shared resources. Private cloud pros: enhanced security, greater control over data and infrastructure. Customization. Organizations can tailor the environment to their specific needs. Compliance. Easier to meet regulatory requirements. Cons: higher costs, requires significant investment in hardware and maintenance. Limited scalability. Scaling may be constrained by existing infrastructure. Resource management. Organizations must manage their own IT resources. Hybrid cloud pros: flexibility, choose the right environment for each workload. Cost savings: optimize costs by using public resources for non-sensitive data. Improved performance: maintain control over critical data while leveraging scalability. Cons: complexity, managing multiple environments can be challenging. Security risks: data transfer between clouds can introduce vulnerabilities. Integration issues: ensuring seamless communication between public and private clouds can be difficult. Choosing the right model for specific needs. Choosing the right cloud model depends on various factors, including your organization's goals, budget, and security requirements. Public cloud: ideal for startups or businesses with fluctuating workloads that require quick access to resources without significant capital expenditure. For example, a fintech company launching a new application can utilize a public cloud for initial deployment, allowing them to quickly scale as user demand grows. This flexibility makes public clouds an attractive option for testing and development environments. Private cloud: best suited for established organizations that handle sensitive data, such as banks or financial institutions, which require stringent security measures. For instance, a bank could implement a private cloud to ensure customer data is securely stored and controlled. This model also allows for greater customization to meet specific compliance needs and operational requirements. Hybrid cloud: This model is perfect for businesses looking to innovate while managing sensitive data securely. A fintech firm could use a hybrid cloud to run customer-facing applications in a public cloud while keeping transactional data in a private cloud for compliance purposes. By doing so, organizations can benefit from the scalability of public resources while ensuring that critical data remains secure and compliant. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the three primary types of cloud computing: public, private, and hybrid clouds. You've learned about their advantages and disadvantages, and how to choose the right model based on specific business needs. Understanding these cloud models will empower you to make informed decisions as you navigate the fintech landscape. In our next lesson, we will delve into cloud service models, such as infrastructure as a service, IaaS, platform as a service, PaaS, and software as a service, SaaS, to further enhance your understanding of cloud computing. Reflection questions: how would you determine whether a public, private, or hybrid cloud model is best for your specific fintech project? What are the key security considerations you would take into account when choosing a cloud model? Reflecting on the pros and cons, which cloud model do you believe aligns best with your current or future business needs, and why?